shout out to the pub, number one spot on Tuesday nights. Woo, go Toast.
We went on Wednesday.
Yeah, we went on a Wednesday, so there was nobody there except for us. We went to the pub. It was bumping. Like, we were having a good time. We get to a lull. I put my head down on the table and I fall asleep. I could not wake up. They tried to get me to go back home with him, and I actually could barely stand up because I was so tired. I kept falling back asleep. So we make it out of the pub. I had to stop them so I could fall asleep on the sidewalk. They Uber me home, and two of my girlfriends had to carry me to my bed. I've never slept harder in my life.
I've never slept harder in my life.
That was disastrous. Guys, exams are dangerous. Because I really didn't drink that much, and I was gone. Quinn, no one can hear you. I didn't take anything. If you want to talk, you're back on.
I know, I've been like literally talking to the headphone every time.
If you want to talk, you're back on right now.
I guess when I...
That was a great story, Addy. We all really appreciated it.
You know what? The video is hilarious.
To be fair, I was in a similar situation last night, and I fell asleep at 10:30 because I was very, very tired from my exams and also very, very drunk from those marks.
Dude, Comp 15 is the worst class I've ever taken.
Comp 15 was one of the best classes I've ever taken.
I have to fight for a regrade tomorrow because I failed the final project, even though I thought it worked almost perfectly.
I had a very pleasant experience in Comp 15. But I did have a different teacher. So, Comp 40 was tough.
And he paid people to do his homework, so...
I don't have to say Comp 40, thank God. No one wants to listen to us talk about computer science. We're turning the music back on.
Doesn't mean that you so deaf, yeah.
flexing, 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 ice, ice, keep on flexing, I money, money, counting, I diamond, diamond, platinum, platinum, young nigga, gotta get it, young nigga, tryna get it, yeah. After the chain on me, they bringin' the chain on me, bringin' the chain on me, snatchin' my chain, they snatchin' my chain on me, tryin' to gain on me, tryin' to gain on me, she fuckin' the brains on me, fuckin' the brains on me, I grindin' my brains on me.
Turns out this is not the original version of Old Town Road. I literally don't know what it is, so we're gonna switch to something else real quick. No, we're gonna play something I wanna listen to.
Walking in with good intentions, walking down with no patience. I feel my buttons being pressed on. I feel my body trying to start some. I know I'm young, but I'm pissed off. Telling everyone to kick rocks. A couple rounds of the mezcal. I'm falling down and I'm holding it.
This is It's Past My Bedtime, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
You got me some type of way. Ain't just the feeling this way. I do not know what to say. Yeah, yeah. But I know I should think about it. So one fucking look at your face. Now I wanna know how you taste. Usually don't give it away. Yeah, yeah. But you know I'm already thinking about it. Then I realize she's right there. And I'm at home like, damn, this ain't fair. Wake up with your girlfriend. Yeah, yeah, cause I'm bored. You can hit it in the morning. Yeah, yeah. Shit always happened to me. Why can't we just play for keeps? Practically on my knees. Yeah, yeah. But I know I shouldn't think about it. You know what you're doing to me. You're singing my songs in the streets. Yeah, yeah. Acting all innocent, please. When I know you are thinking about it. Then you realize she's right.
Okay, Feather wants to talk about his feelings, so we're just gonna listen to this real quick.
Guys, I've got a lot of feelings, but I'm more curious about you. Please call in if you've got any feelings. We're gonna do feelings hour.
Feelings hour past 2 p.m. or 2 a.m.
Feelings hour after bedtime. Let's hear some stuff. Call in.
Addie, what's the phone number?
What's the phone number? I don't know.
Well, call in.
Google WMFO phone number. Yeah, Colin, I'd love to hear some feels right now.
I have a lot of feelings, and I'll talk about them if you talk about them to me, so.
Feeler, start us off, and I'll jump in.
Well, you know, it's the end of the year, and it's always a very upsetting but also very happy time. You know, I'm sad to be leaving school for the summer, but I'm excited for what the summer has to bring. And I know a lot of people feel this way. I know for the graduating seniors, it's very upsetting because, you know, they're going into real life. But I'm not there yet, so I'm chilling.
Yeah. Well, so that whole thing with me almost, like, bawling in Missoula.
I was
By the way, I didn't cry. Everyone thought I cried. I did not cry.
She cried so hard.
A tear did not. There is video evidence of it. No, I wasn't crying. Did you see a tear on my face?
Her eyes out.
It is very sad. It is very sad that we're halfway through college. I'm 4 out of 7 semesters I've put down.
As am I. I'm not going to be here in the fall.
Yeah, yeah. It's really sad. Everyone's going to Copenhagen in the fall, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to immerse myself in the culture. So,
so you're just going to hang out with Tufts kids while
you're
there?
Pretty much, yeah. But, yeah, I'm very excited to hear what you guys have to say to the 1 to 3 people listening.
Yeah, so Colin, but keep talking for a sec because I'm going to find a song that has some major feels in it.
Oh, what about In My Feelings by Drake? Does the crowd want to hear that?
Oh my, everyone wants to hear that all the time.
I think everyone wants to hear it. And you know, I don't advocate
for... We're cutting
for
off so we can play it.
...dangerous driving, but, chat, money, penny. This shit got me in my feelings. Gotta be real with you. Yeah. Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you. And I need you, and I'm down for you always. KB, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you, and I need you, and I'm down for you always. Look, the new me is really still the real me. I swear you gotta feel me before they try and kill me. They gotta make some choices, they running out of options. Cause I've been going off and they don't know when to stop. And when you get to top and I see that you've been learning. And when you get to shopping, you spend it like you earned it. And when you popped off on your ex, he deserved it. I thought you would've won from the jump, that confirmed it. Trap money, Benny. I buy you champagne, but you love some Henny. From the block like you Jenny. I know you special, girl, cause I know too many. Risha, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you, and I need you, and I'm down for you always. JT, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you, and I need you, and I'm down for you always. Bad bitches and we kissing in a wave, kissing, kissing in a wave, kissing, kissing in a wave. I need that black card in the code to the safe, code to the safe, code, code to the safe, safe. I show 'em how to network, but that Netflix and chill. What's your network? Cause I want you and I need you and I'm down for you always. And I'm down for you always. And I'm down for you, down for you, down for you always. Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you, and I need you, and I'm down for you always. KB, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you, and I'm skate and smoke and rap. Now let me see you bring that ass, bring that ass. Now let me see you.
Play to celebrate the comeback of the Jonas Brothers, which is the biggest thing that's happened this year, in my opinion. Let's go, ladies and gentlemen.
We change the weather. Yeah. I'm feeling heat in December when you found me. I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain. And baby, you know it's obvious. I'm a sucker for you. Said a word and I'll go anywhere blindly. I'm a sucker for you. Yeah. Any road you take, you know that you'll find me. I'm a sucker for all these subliminal things. No one
but it bears repeating now. Consider it cheating now.
Public service announcement from Nikhil. Nikhil, did you pick one out?
Yes.
All right, let's go off.
Hold on. Go green with rechargeable batteries. If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today, NIMH batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before they need to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries plus a charger don't cost very much to begin with anymore, and it isn't more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway. A message from all your green friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Shout out Theo Bartlett.
Thank you, Nikhil. That was beautiful.
I'm a poet.
I could have been. Can we...
I don't want another pretty face. I don't want just anyone to hold. I don't want my love to go to waste. I want you and your beautiful soul. I know that you are something special. To you I'd be always faithful. I hope you see. the heart in me. I don't want another pretty face. I don't want just anyone to hold. I don't want my love to go to waste. I want you when you're beautiful. So you're the one I wanna chase. You're the one I wanna hold. I won't let another minute go to waste. I want you when you're beautiful. So you're beautiful, so.
Song.
No, love, I liked it a little bit.
Love Jesse McCartney. No, when
Jesse McCartney was my idol growing up. I always wanted to be blonde and douchey.
That's too bad. You checked one of those boxes.
He's got the blonde box checked for sure.
Oh, thank you, Quinn.
Yeah, Beeler, nice guy.
No, he was absolute goals.
That's
for
why
sure.
Nice guys finished last.
He's right? Just the new Aaron Carter.
Guys, if nice anybody guys. Remembers that guy. Nice
is that,
guys.
Is
finished
that the guy
last.
From NSYNC?
No, that's Justin Timberlake. Nice Aaron no. Carter is I Want Candy.
Who's the who's the other guy in
NSYNC?
That's NSYNC?
A tough reference. I feel like only our older listeners would understand.
Yeah, well, you're welcome. So,
do we even have any listeners?
No, we definitely don't.
No. We have a couple, and they liked my Aaron Carter reference. I can guarantee
that. If you're
that.
Listening at 2:35 in the morning.
Lance Bass, Joey Fatone.
Yes, okay.
Thursday.
Well, we're happy for you, Quinn, that you can read off whoever was in
NSYNC. I was just trying to remember.
Listen, we all love Joey Fatone's weird yellow goggle glasses, but
JC
like...
JC Chazes. Chazes.
Okay,
Chazes.
No one else cares. No one cares about anybody who is NSYNC other than Justin Timberlake.
Chris Kirkpatrick.
That's so true.
He's...
No, Felix,
Justin
you missed
Timberlake
this?
Glowed
before
up
before you got
hard.
Here, we did a Freaky Friday segment where we talked about who we'd Freaky Friday with. Mine was Justin
idea.
Timberlake.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you. Shout out me for coming up with that idea.
Mine
Thank
would
you.
Be... Yeah. You know, I'd say mine would probably be Miles Teller because a lot of people tell me I look like him.
So why would you want to switch with him? You'd be the same
because people have come up to me and been like, "Are you Miles Teller?" And I have to say no, but I'd really like
no
to say
way.
Yes.
You do look a lot like
Let
him.
Let the record show. Like Matt is trying to hype himself up right now.
A little bit, yeah.
Hey, people say I look like Nick from New Girl. So.
Oh, that sucks. I hate
oh
that show.
Oh my god, now that you said that.
He also has he also
Oh
has,
my god, wait, that's Oh my
he has
god.
The exact same personality too, because he's
oh
always
my.
Angry.
Oh my god!
I'm not
god.
Always angry.
Wait,
you are
like
constantly
Quinn,
angry.
60%
Quinn,
of the time
that's messing with me right now. I watched that show all
right,
the way through.
Adam's
I never
off
caught
the
on
air.
To that. I never caught on to that. He looks so much like Nick. Oh my god!
I can't tell. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
He's the same person.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
He's the same person.
He ends up with Jesse.
I'm not that far on the show. Thanks for ruining it, Addy.
Hot take. Zooey
Deschanel
sucks.
Spoiler alert.
She sucks.
Oh, that is not a hot take. She definitely sucks.
Yeah,
sucks.
She does.
Why Wait, does every girl in that show have bangs? Can someone explain that to me?
Who is the Zooey Deschanel of our friend group, Quinn?
Vivian?
Addy.
No. No, it's somebody quirkier than me.
Maybe Ava. She tries too hard, though.
Yeah.
Ava, if you're listening, you don't try too hard. You're great.
Nice save.
Just kidding.
Ava, if you're listening, you definitely do try too hard.
Who do you think it is?
And you should leave Elliot
I
for
actually
Chris.
Don't know if we have one.
We don't have one. Yeah,
wow. I don't think we have it because because she would have been boxed out a long time ago.
Yeah, she would not survive.
That's fair. No, if she was in our group, she's no longer in our group.
Yeah. Addy, it was honor.
You can't say
Go
that.
Go off, sis.
All right.
Low-key,
who's
though,
the
she's
Cece, though?
Who's Cece?
The hot
If you
girl
guys do
that,
this is a conversation you need to have while I'm not here.
Hey, all right.
Wait,
Eric.
And I'm Eric.
The
air.
It's me?
Eric.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's not you.
What do you think of the Bucks' chances?
I'm saying. Bucks, like, the Sixers
Who's
are
Who's the one in our friend group that could be a model? I need to leave.
Definitely not.
I would say Will Addy. Mayer. He's got the style for
Will
it.
Will Elliott. I don't see Will or Elliott.
No, Elliott's Elliott receiving hairline
hair.
Is too rough.
He needs more hair to do
Guys, what about Joe?
Oh, well,
I mean, he's got the calzone body for it.
If you're into dad bods,
a dad bottle.
Oh, my God.
A dad bottle.
He's like Seth Rogen.
He'd be like Jerry for Subway, except for pizza days.
And also, he didn't molest a bunch of kids.
Oh, can't say that on air. Can't say that on air.
No, can't say Jared from Subway molested so many kids.
Can't say the word kids.
We probably shouldn't talk about this.
Jared from Subway did.
I didn't know that. That's
messed
up.
And Joe, why he's like, minus the molesting, is like Jared for
okay,
pizza days.
All right, new topic.
New topic. How's everybody feel about Campbell's chicken noodle soup?
Oh, God.
I really like that Jackie Pollock painting.
I'm really a Progresso kind of girl.
This next segment is brought to you by Geico.
15 minutes 15 could minutes save you 15% or more on car insurance.
But it can't save my parents from getting a divorce.
That's so tough because your parents are
actually
divorced.
You know what? That ad is really effective because you guys all know the slogan by heart.
Hey.
1-800-588-2300-EMPIRE today.
1-877 cars for kids.
What's the Kaiser Permanente ad?
773-202 boop 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 Luna. Boop.
Nobody
one,
knows
two,
Chicago
five, six,
ads.
Seven, eight,
like,
nine, 10. I'm practicing counting.
How high can you go?
1, 2, 3, 4
I declare it all more. 5, 6, 7, 8 I use this hand to masturbate.
Ooh,
can't say that. Sorry.
We can't say that on air, buddy.
I think you're allowed to say that.
No, we can't say not talk
it's
about.
Not a curse
you can't
word.
Say hand.
Although, very funny thing. So wait, I got a story for everybody. So there was a kid in my father's grade growing up named John Bader.
John Bader.
John Bader.
John Bader.
John Mayer.
B A T E R. And my dad was sending out his bar mitzvah invitations when he was like 13 or so, and
as
they addressed
he would
them
at 13.
To yeah, they addressed them to you know, Ms. and Master. And so he actually sent out an invitation to his bar mitzvah to Master Bader.
No, he did not.
He very much did, yeah.
This is fake news. I read the same story online as well.
False.
Feather would make that up.
Exposed his ass, Addy. Drag him.
Exposed.
All right, let's talk about the funniest names we've ever heard.
Funniest
there
names.
Was a girl in my high school named Isabel Balzasek.
Oh, my
Let's
God.
Let's talk about that.
No, I don't
this
believe
girl,
that for a second.
Name, Jordan Isaacs.
I think I win. So first of all,
stop.
There's these twins at my high school.
Ashley and Tara.
No, they were named
Ashley.
They were named King and Queen.
That's
no,
rough.
They weren't.
Yes, they were. But just wait, they had.
That's messed up.
The boy was queen.
They had
the
a younger brother.
His name was Prince.
His name was Jim.
Oh no.
Tough.
Were they both girls?
No, it was a guy and a girl. They were like 6'4".
You
both
really,
of them.
What were their parents thinking? That just sounds...
Well, that's
the
almost
first
as tough.
You, the first thing you would think
that's
of when
like
you
a
thought
name,
of the two of them was incest.
That's like
the
a name,
first thing that
that's
comes
a
to
name,
mind.
That's a name like Kanye would come up with.
There was also these 6'3 triplets at my school named Diamond, Ruby, and Pearl.
They were definitely the better triplets.
They were 2'4".
Well, my triplet
like
didn't go to
basketball.
My school.
That's fair.
Only me and my brother went to my school. No, they got into a lot of fights, though. They got into a lot of fights.
Like with each other or people?
People.
Like they fought people.
Wait, Griffin, did your sister not go to the same high school as you?
Me and my brother went to the same high school.
Where'd your sister go?
She went to Whitney Young.
Why?
We don't know those schools.
I don't know. You have to test into high school in Chicago.
Okay. Gotcha.
It's selective enrollment, if you guys didn't know that. If Jordan didn't say that 20,000 times.
Well, Jordan's not on the air right now, buddy.
She was listening earlier. Are
she was, actually.
Oh, really?
I gave her a shout-out. She texted me.
Okay.
And was like, that's so
well,
sweet.
Jordan, go to bed. It's way past your bedtime.
She's definitely asleep. She's
Jordan,
definitely asleep.
Jordan also said she's Rockets in 7, so I don't
Jordan doesn't think the Bucks are coming out of the East.
Jordan thinks
what on
MVP.
Earth does that mean?
This is all about basketball. It's not important.
Okay, you guys.
Hey, Addy, have you ever heard of that song, Old Town Road?
Yeah, can you tell me who it's by?
Play.
Because I literally can't.
Lil Nas X.
No, wait. Can I,
it's
please?
It's by Billy Joel.
I really would request.
Billy Ray is on the remix.
I would request that we do not
it.
Play that song.
I would second that.
Play absolutely
it.
Terrible.
Play it.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I'm not really hip to the whole rap country thing.
Yeah. I'm not into it.
I'm more like mixing genres, but like, I don't know.
Can you play Chariot by Gavin DeGraw?
No.
All right, that's fair. It's kind of a bad song.
No.
Queen's trying to go soon.
we go to Pizza Days, I will.
I will walk with you, though.
I'm going to play Jessica Simpson right now.
I could honestly, I could write it out.
unannounced. Dressed up like you're something else. Where you are and where it's at. You see, you're making me laugh out when you strike your pose. Take off all your preppy clothes. You know you're not fooling anyone when you become.
Quinn wants to talk so, right now.
This song, can you put the song on in the background?
Like, yeah, I'm playing it. Halfway. Like right there. How's that? Can you hear it enough?
No.
Eric, stop turning my volume up.
That's my volume.
Good.
You can hear it a little bit. There you go.
A little less. Actually, that's good.
What's up?
This goes out to everybody. You know, it's the end of the year. And I just thought it would be a great time to tell you all that I absolutely hate you guys and that, like, I can't wait to leave and not see you guys for the whole summer. So,
sweet, Quinn. Quinn, that actually makes me emotional that you just said that.
Hey, guys, you know, this makes me go on to cry because we're, like, halfway through the year and I had one double bark.
It's not masala. It's not masala. Get out of
guys,
here.
Guys, we're done with sophomore year.
Quinn, jokes. I was really messed up last night, but I'm super sad about it.
It is a little sad. I've been pretty, like, you know, the past few days I've been thinking about it. It's pretty bittersweet.
Wait, but also, Addy, you're going to be here over the summer. Yeah. Quinn's going to be here over the summer.
It's true.
We're going to keep bowling.
The summer's
fun. You're going to be here, right?
Summer, yeah.
What are you doing this summer?
Real estate, baby. Property Brothers.
Where in Boston?
Online.
Property Brothers?
Wait, so you're going to be straight, around?
Property Brothers. Yeah, no, I'm in Boston. South Boston.
What kind of properties is Property Brothers?
Please describe in detail what Property Brothers is.
It's a Property Brothers, so it's a small firm. It's me and my brothers.
I feel like it's a pretty large firm.
Yeah, I've heard it's that pretty small.
I've heard that I can handle.
It's small mom and pop shop.
Property do Brothers. Do that with your mom and pop.
Do what?
Whatever they do real on estate. That fantastic
Oh, you're
show.
Talking about Property Brothers.
Oh, is there something different?
It's spelled with an I, yeah.
It's really? Okay.
It's a knockoff, yeah.
Well, it's funny because I'm actually,
What?
No, what I was going to say is a little too inappropriate for the viewers at home, but,
It's just Jordan.
All right. So, let's take this back to where it all started.
I work out of a van, is what I'm trying to say.
Addy, how did we meet?
Quinn, I remember, but I don't think you do.
I don't remember how we met. So, I honestly don't.
I don't remember how I met most of you guys, but I remember meeting you specifically because I knew Joe because of Fit, and then I met Stout, like, randomly one time because, like,
that's how everybody meets Stout. Yeah, everybody meets Stout randomly.
There's no natural way.
They were best friends with Maria, so I knew.
Wait, who did you know first in the group?
Maria, because we knew each other before we came.
Oh,
All right, anyway, continue.
And then I met Katie, and then I met Liz because of Two, and I met Jordan and Vivian. I don't remember exactly how, like, somebody.
Wait, were you on Two with Liz, or what?
No. Katie was with Liz too, so I met Liz, and then I met Ava, and then Ava had befriended Jordan and Vivian, so, like.
So how did we meet, though?
At Fall Gala, I ran into you and Chris and Joe, and I was saying hi to Joe, and I met you and Chris for the first time, and also you were hanging out with Stout that night, so I guess I only talked to you for a little bit, though.
Wait, you met them at Fall Gala?
I met them
because I started hanging out with these kids in, like, Halloween.
Fun fact, yeah, Eric and I became friends in PT, actually.
We met in, like, Tish, I think.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that.
Eric, we met in, like, Tish.
Do you remember how we became friends? We had met a couple times, but then I was in PT for my...
No, all I remember.
Pulled can I have my jewel back, please.
Your calf.
My pulled jewel. Calf.
Stranger
and,
calf.
And Eric jewel. Had torn his ACL.
So we were star-crossed lovers.
And we, either you know, now we're jewel. Roommates. So you know,
miracles
you know,
happen.
Life finds a way.
Life finds a way.
It's a nice thing, but life does find a way. And now we're roommates, and we can't stand each other.
Now so. I straighten his calf for
he's
him.
It's a beautiful, beautiful ooh. Friendship.
And
oh. So,
and I broke
none
the
of you saw
microphone.
That, and we will leave it that way.
You'll pay for a new one if you did anything to it.
No, I mean, it's fully broken.
I hate you. Oh. That's my backup. I lost my other one like a couple weekends ago.
Your other what?
My first jewel. I have like three backups.
Oh, we're chilling. We got it. I'm a genius.
I kept losing the charger
hey,
piece.
Let the record, let the, hey, type this in the record.
Type,
I am
where
a genius.
Do you want me to type it?
I am a genius.
For the record, Quinn did come up with Freaky Friday.
For the record,
that was
totally
a good
original idea created
no,
by me.
Totally original idea was Griffin the last time he was here. Tinder for the Tender Souls was a really good segment. Good. That
wait,
was
so
really
do
good.
Do you describe real people or do you come up with a random name and like.
Right. He came with random profiles and was like, would you
this
swipe right or swipe
name
left?
Is
that was really good.
Eric.
Yeah.
He's really into bananas. He likes eating them, drinking banana flavored drinks, yeah. Everything. He's never once spent a dollar in his life.
Yeah. It's true. I get free bananas.
And he really
likes to eat like
has he has a lot of friends, according to him, you know. They don't have names, but he has a lot of friends.
I do, you don't want to know their names because there's too many to name.
Yeah.
If I named every single friend that I had, it would take so long.
Yeah, like
hey,
a minute, 2 minutes?
We're talking about A-Eric.
A-Eric, yeah.
Give
yeah,
me this, my jewel.
Hey, you sound like an addict right now, so okay. I'm gonna have to.
She's an addict.
Addy popped Addy for the first time a couple days ago.
Whoa, illegal.
Hey, woo. Hey, she's prescribed it, guys. Don't worry.
I was prescribed it.
She's
yeah.
prescribed
when
it.
I was recently diagnosed with ADHD.
Yeah.
Addy HD.
Addy.
Not quite.
H. Addy.
Addy. Addy. What's wait? What's up?
Sorry, yes, I had to stop them. I love that song way too much. Yeah, you guys should scream out. Guys, there are three mics.
Yeah,
either just
that.
Move to the other
we
chair.
We can coordinate our Tasty Burger order on air because no one's really listening anyway.
No one's listening. You've never
Mr. Tasty
honestly,
Burger.
Honestly, it's probably better radio than anything else. All right, skip this song. Okay, then we're done. We're done with this one.
Oh, Quinn is running the show. Oh, high alert, high alert.
Quinn wants to listen to old angsty music while he talks about his sad favorite moments from the year.
I am the captain now.
Yeah, Quinn, what are your favorite moments from the year?
Not when Eric didn't touch me. Those moments where Eric wasn't touching me was probably pretty good.
Those were the highlights.
I have to say one of my favorite moments is when I came back to Quinn's room after a long night out, and Quinn was passed out face first on his table. And I could not get him up. Like, I literally could not arouse him.
Similar night.
And then listen. No one could. Chris couldn't. I couldn't. He was just standing there. He was just like so like mopey and just drunk and passing out. All of a sudden, Eric comes in and Quinn gets up, happy as a clam, and just takes off his pants. Takes his towel and just starts whipping
Eric. Eric's here, let's go.
Yeah, so the story goes that Quinn chased Feeler down the hall with his pants at his ankles, whipping, and I have a video, so that was with the towel. And then he chased me down the hall, but instead of a towel, he had his pants at his ankles and tried to hit me with a crutch
Eric
he found.
Eric, love me back.
Wait, Addie, let me show you this video. Viewers, I'm sorry. Viewer, I'm sorry.
Potentially just us, let's be real.
It's just no one's listening anymore. Oh my god, that's hilarious.
Another great moment
of the year. You think we're lying.
Oh my god. Wait, can we talk about our favorite moments of last year? Because I have way more.
Freshman year? Why way more last year?
I feel like we did more stuff as a group last year.
Yeah, that's true. We did do more stuff as a group.
Well, it's because like the guys were like very loosely associated. Well, you guys are like a regimented unit.
You guys
have like 8 a.m. wake up trainings, you know, roll call every morning.
No, you guys do have breakfast every morning.
They actually, every morning they have to get out of their rooms and Addy walks through and make sure that everyone's there.
Who plays taps in the morning?
We love our AP girls.
Which girl plays taps on the trumpet in the morning to wake you guys up?
That's Maria.
That's Maria, okay.
Yeah.
Maria's definitely like, guys, get up.
Drills are